This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's do this. Yeah, it is. Event. Event is this hour's code word, E-V-E-N-T, event. Text event to 72881. That's the special contest text line, 72881. Text event by the end of this hour for your chance to win your own $1,000. You get your very own $1,000. That number again, 72881. Event is this hour's code word. Message and data rates apply. Event. Just do it. Takes 2 seconds. Then you're in. You can forget all about it. They'll call you if you win.
A couple event. Minutes, we'll start the intro to the movies reviews.
That'll take about 5 minutes, right. And then we'll hear about 2 minutes of
but
movie
I've
review.
Got some, right, but I've got some text before we get to that.
All right.
I heard you guys giving Rudy the business. And
the well, business.
That'll let
okay,
you know.
Okay, Wally.
That'll let you know to do what you want. You don't get to do what you want. Here we go, 707. DJ Jazzy Jeff played Outside Lands last year. It was a lot of fun. Love you guys.
Oh.
Well, Uzi looked him up. He's worth about $8 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is huge DJ in the house scene. Very popular.
Oh, awesome.
Jazzy Jeff.
707 says, every day I get home, my husband gives me a long, tight hug. No matter how my day has been, that is my moment of joy.
Oh,
oh I love
that's
that.
So sweet. I love a big hug when I get home.
Yeah.
Mm.
last week, I think it was, or maybe 2 weeks ago. Oh, I was in the Jock Lounge area. Mm-hmm. And you know how you come, people come around the corner and you kind of smash into each
yes.
other?
Yes.
And so I was coming around the corner and Rebecca goes, boo! And I went, ah! And it scared me. And I almost like started crying. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she hugs me. And I just like melted in her arms.
Oh,
like
you needed a hug.
You needed
I
a
guess
hug.
So. I guess so. I wanted to stay in her arms.
The arms of Baraka.
Uh-huh.
510 says, Vinny, did you finish Ozark? I did finish the first season, and I highly recommend that show.
There was another text earlier, someone who was like halfway through it and was thanking you for the recommendation, and they're sad they only have 5 episodes left.
You know what? That's a show that even though I like Jason Bateman, is mm-hmm. that his name?
Yeah.
I looking at it, I went, I'm not watching that. And part of it, it's the name. I just thought, oh, that's going to be stupid.
Ozark.
And then I watched it, and I was hooked from the first episode.
Well, that's our next one, right? I mean, we still have to finish The Punisher.
I know.
2 episodes
forever.
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fan favorite this time, but Sia gave Donathan $10,000.
Why? Does he like animals or something? Didn't she give somebody who looked... Oh, she gave Ty because he's such an animal.
Yeah,
right.
She's now
God.
Created oh. a thing for herself,
Sia's
I guess.
Sia's got a thing.
Here's where I throw my money.
Donathan's the country gay
the country boy,
right?
Boy, yeah. Uh-huh. He's a country gay boy. It was so funny. We were talking about how there's shots of him that they were showing as they were doing kind of montages of the various players who were still in the game at the beginning of last night's double episode plus finale. He's a good-looking kid. Like, he's good-looking. Like, you know, he looks handsome as he's doing these things and as he looks, you know, this. And then he starts talking, and it is over. Like, it just doesn't sound good. And he's also, his mouth gets all goofy-like. So, is he a Kentucky boy?
Kentucky or Tennessee.
Or West Virginia or something. I don't know where he's from, but geez, shut your mouth and just look purdy. Sure do got a purdy mouth when it's not talking. When you keep it shut.
408 asks, does Vin's number two kid have a code name yet, like her or Diamond? Yes, we've been calling her Sister.
Hmm.
She's been Sister the whole time.
Sister.
Right.
It's cute.
Sister, sister.
What's that?
Hey, guys. The the Game Morning Show just gave you a shout out.
Oh, hi,
oh,
Gay Morning
I like
Show.
Those guys.
Is that Fernando and Greg?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
The Gay
the
Morning
game.
Show.
That's Joe Lowe and Diz.
I thought they said the Gay Morning Show.
The Game Morning Show.
I was still stuck in the gay thing, I guess.
May?
I was hanging out with Lowe this morning.
I actually like the guys at the game, too. They've been very sweet, and we've had a lot of interaction with them, actually, as they've moved into where the Gay Morning Show used to be.
Right.
Went from the gay to the game.
My mother-in-law handed me my husband's baby box. I kept his baby book and threw away his baby teeth and umbilical cord stump, which she kept for 30 years.
Yeah, I did wind up throwing that away when I found an ant on it.
Oh.
I went, okay, this is one thing I'm not going to keep. Yuck.
Did you right. see that thing? Someone sent in a link and I printed it out for you. It's like on Amazon. So it's where you put the teeth in.
Oh. Uh-oh.
The baby teeth. It's like a little jewelry box, sort of.
Aww.
But it's for the teeth.
That's adorable.
It's really cute. Yeah.
I'm definitely not doing that.
I was thinking that, like, you know, when they get married, I'll get them one of those chattering teeth things and knock out all the teeth in that and just stick their baby
oh,
teeth in.
Oh, that's funny.
They can keep that. A little keepsake from your mom.
650 says, it's only a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, Sarah, and the struts start at 2
yeah,
p.m.
Yeah, I found out they were going to be at 2, so that means I got to leave my house no later than, like, I don't know, 12:45, 1 o'clock. I got to see the struts. It's like, that's the band I want to see the most.
More than Muse?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I love the struts. They look so fun. I can't wait to see them.
Well, and I'll tell you, I went to Muse just because, like, all right, I'll go see these guys. I like them enough.
Yeah.
And the show took my head clean off.
Yeah, I'm really definitely going to be there all day.
I really don't know how to say it any other way. I didn't have high hopes or expectations. And then that dude rocks. He's just a little pasty
British kid.
Yeah.
Probably has bad teeth and everything.
But man, on stage, he was something entirely else.
Well, I'm definitely going to stay to the very end for that. Hope I can get an Uber out of there when everyone else is calling for an Uber.
Just stand on the side of the road with a sign. It's me, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Right.
Someone won me over. Oh, it's you.
Shout out to Mick. He's a nursing student that's graduating from Mendocino College and has been listening to us.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Through 2 years of school, and they graduate tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
He is on my Facebook. So maybe they graduate today, Vinny, because he sent it to me yesterday, and it's for today, I think.
Well, congrats, Mick, and thanks for listening.
Vinny, how can you prefer vintage inspirations like Ginger Lynn, but shun Stormy Daniels? They're both vintage because Ginger had a day. When you see her youthful videos, they're hot. The sad thing is that she still does that work.
Now so she plays the grandma.
You have to flip past the grandma porn to get to the porn from when she was. That's unfortunate.
That's too bad.
Yeah. That didn't.
Some Jews are like, I don't care. She's been my girlfriend
for
years.
I'm sure there's probably people who are like, oh, I'm into grandma porn.
I'm just into her.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Oh.
Not
long enough for you, Rudy.
Again, yeah. I wanted an extra 3 or 4 minutes, you know, like the classic stuff. It's okay, though.
Well, that only happens if Bren's on, and he didn't want to see this movie because he's so busy with his wife.
He's got a busy life, dude.
All right, everyone. Here is your review. Turn it up. Of Solo, A Star Wars Story.
That's great. Ooh, music.
Starring the amazing, incredible Woody Harrelson.
Boom.
And the rest of the cast, including Emilia Clarke, Donald Glover, Thandie Newton,
Tandy.
And Alden Ehrenreich.
There you go.
Oh.
And Reich.
Right, you got to get the phlegm back there.
Reich.
You got to get that going, yeah.
As Han.
There you go.
Well, this movie, for the most part, is the origin story of Han Solo.
Yes.
How he got his name, how he met Chewie,
oh,
how he got the Millennium Falcon, and we finally learn what the Kessel Run is.
Boom. Oh,
we were wondering what the Kessel Run is?
Everyone was wondering that.
I didn't realize we were wondering that until I got there. And then I realized, oh, I should be wondering
where
this.
Had they referenced that before?
Right when Luke Skywalker first meets Han Solo and he sees the Millennium Falcon and he goes, this is your ship? What a piece of junk. And he goes, watch your mouth, kid. It's in the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
Boom.
But you got to really know Star Wars is going to be badass.
It's a nuance. It's a small nuance
thing.
No, it's
super.
So we find out what the Kessel Run is.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but the hotline's ringing.
Oh, wow. Man. All right. You guys talk about something, but don't do anything about the movie until I'm back.
Well, why did you change your handle from 9 Rudy Ortiz to It's Rudy Ortiz?
Because you know what? I kept on telling people. I kept on saying, hey, 9 Rudy Ortiz. And they would type out the word 9. N-I-N-E. 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 And so after a while, I said, you know what? I just got to make it more.
Well, now it's harder because someone's going to say, what's your handle? You'll say, it's Rudy Ortiz. And they're going to just type in Rudy Ortiz.
Okay, see, I didn't consider that. I hadn't thought of that. I probably had to articulate it a couple of times. But I think it's working. I think people are getting it.
Yeah, if you say at it's Rudy.
Really? Do you get some more followers after this?
Well, to be honest with you, Sarah, yes, I have.
Oh, really?
From the moment that I'm paying that much attention, but from the moment
he knows exactly how many followers he has, by the way.
At this point, yes. I actually gained 15 followers since I walked into the building.
Oh, yeah, we did a bunch of stories with Rudy. Turn up the music.
You guys are magic.
Well, Rudy...
And we're back.
The shoes of Harrison Ford are massive shoes to fill. Han Solo is often considered the most loved Star Wars character.
Right.
How did Alden Ehrenreich do?
He was the type of guy that you needed for this role. Okay, because Han Solo, because he stands out so much in the Star Wars universe, and because people are always infatuated with this idea of, like, him being the renegade and the guy who's, you know, he's got his own backstory that you don't really know about, that you needed somebody that could actually capture that Harrison Ford swag.
Yeah.
And he caught it. He caught it perfectly. Not only did he look like him, but he had the cape. That's one thing that I noticed about this movie. Not just him, but I know we're going to get to him. But Donald Glover, who plays Lando, they had this knack for catching the swag of Harrison Ford. He had the knack for catching it, and you needed that, otherwise this wasn't going to work. Cuz it's hard enough to do a prequel, but then when you don't have the actual characters themselves from the original movie, it could kind of come off a little bit cheesy. But no, not in this case. They caught the essence of Han Solo and Lando. They caught both of them down flat.
All right. Let's talk about Lando Calrissian.
Yes, sir.
Turn it up.
I'm Lando. Code 45.
All right, turns out. What are the overall... Oh, okay, don't do that part.
Where is Rachel?
She's busy working. You know, she's busy.
I miss her.
Do you?
I do.
What do you miss about her?
She's pretty. She's easy on the eyes. She was very nice when I talked to her. I really liked and I enjoyed it. Did you like meeting her?
What is there not
I
to miss?
She's a wonderful person.
She is a wonderful person. Back to Lando. What are your overall thoughts on Donald Glover playing? And after that, tell us how he was in this film.
All right. My overall thoughts on Donald Glover is I've been following this guy's career for a while. I think some people are just barely starting to become hip to him.
That's me.
But yeah, but you know, he's an incredible producer. If you've ever seen the show Atlanta, he's a great actor. He's a great musician. He's got one of the top songs right now with This Is America out there.
The number one single in America.
And not only
is
it a great song, but it's the visual itself, which came from the mind of Donald Glover. All these things put together that made that artistic piece as great as it is. And on top of that, he's a stand-up comic. And being a stand-up comic myself, you know, like I gravitate to that. And out of all these things, I would probably say that maybe stand-up comedy is, you know, the least strong point of his. But still, though, like as an overall entity, Donald Glover is killing the game right now.
And how was he as Lando?
They bring him in. They ask him to take this this, you know, semi iconic role, and he nails it. He nails it. You know, you have to see the idiosyncrasies. You have to see the way that he moves, the accent that he uses, the cadence. Boom. Mm. You know, that same Stay Woke feel that you get from the song is exactly what you get when you first see him on screen playing Lando. So he nailed it. I think he hit it right out the ballpark. He did his homework. You can clearly tell that he's a student of the Star Wars game. And he hit a home run. So Donald Glover, I mean, this is going to open up more doors for him in the future for the big screen because he killed it.
All right. Are there any light? Are there any light? Are there any light?
Bryn?
Are there any lightsabers or Jedis in this film?
See, the thing is,
do you want
to? I don't want to touch on that because I feel like I'm either giving away or not giving away.
Don't give it away. I
don't
agree.
Want to.
All right, let's go to the next question.
What about Emilia?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about next. Okay. So for those of you who like Game of Thrones and Star Wars, see, Rudy doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch this.
I'm just going to take this one myself. The big question is:
ask yourself a question.
I'm going to talk to myself, and then I'm the only one that's going to respond. The big question is, you know, when you see Khaleesi, like the whole time, like, do you see Khaleesi when Emilia Clarke comes on, or is she a good enough actress
to be this new person?
The hotline's ringing again.
Boom.
You're going to have to
postpone.
All right,
you guys talk about something. Talk about it's Rudy.
Hotline bling.
So how many followers do you have on Instagram?
I think I'm up to 2,700 now, which I know isn't a lot. I know. I'm talking with people that have decimal points in their followers numbers. But I'm working on it. You know, every single day is a struggle.
I have a question for you. Does it bother you when he sighs and cuts you off from a rap that you're trying to do about a movie review? Or you know that you're on his...
I know what's gonna happen.
It's his time.
Even when we talk about this stuff beforehand, and he's asking me the questions like over the phone, and we're talking about it, he's cutting me off right there too. So yeah, right.
So you're expecting it.
It comes with the territory.
It's on the script.
Yeah, I only have a certain amount of words.
All right. Anyway, back to Emilia Clarke.
That's his voicemail.
Khaleesi is in this film. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, the question is, does Emilia take you out of the film? And I'm gonna say no.
Oh.
She's actually a good enough actress that you don't forget about Game of Thrones, but, you know, there are times you'll see Tony Soprano in a movie. You'll be like, oh, my God, it's Tony Soprano. Right. What's he doing in a movie? It's not that case here. Like, you don't. And she's sprinkled in such a way that there are long moments without her. And then when she reappears, it makes sense. So.
And there are some characters that have that. You know, like the girl who played Precious. Every time I see her now, I just think Precious. The guy who played Napoleon Dynamite. Every time I see him, I think Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't really see them in other things.
Oh, you don't?
Well, when you do see them, you'll be like, Precious. Or you'll be like, oh, Napoleon Dynamite. But they're not doing that.
All right. So real quickly, Rudy.
That's a terrible example.
We're not going to give anything away, but I'm just going to tell you my favorite scene in the film without giving anything away. When you see the space octopus... Remember Human. If you want to say
a space octopus.
Yeah, if you want to say my name under your breath when you see it, like Human. Like you can do that. Oh wow. You
Brent
are ready.
Brent
we didn't even
quick.
Prepare for that
I
one.
I think he's a little bit jealous that he didn't go to this movie, so he's on his A game.
Is that why I'm hitting bitterness. My sound bites?
He's taking over with sound bites. All right,
I can see the bitterness in his eyes right now.
What's your favorite moment in the film?
My favorite moment in the film was when you found, and we haven't even touched on this, is when you found out the origin of how Han Solo and Chewbacca actually met.
Oh, how touching.
How they became friends. I thought that was a huge question mark that I'm sure a lot of people were out there. And those are my sentiments exactly, Brent. I started moaning in the middle of the crowd when I saw that story.
So people should be whispering Rudy under their breath at that moment.
Chewy.
All right.
Yes. So that was my favorite part.
One last question before we sum it all up. Rudy?
Yes, sir.
Should the movie have started with this?
Well, I'm gonna say no, it shouldn't have.
So they didn't do the pyramid of
I'm not gonna reveal anything.
Should it have?
This is just my opinion. I don't think it should have. I won't do it, Bryn. I don't care how many times you play the Red Hots. I don't think it should have because it stayed consistent with the idea of a Star Wars story. It's not the Star Wars saga that we've all become used to. This is a Star Wars story. It's a little side story. Just like Rogue One.
They didn't play that at the beginning of Rogue
One?
They
didn't do that at the beginning of Rogue One. And I thought that it worked just fine because you don't necessarily need that epic intro. We all know the epic intro. So you don't necessarily need it for a side story, which is Rogue One and which is now Solo. Don't need it.
Yes, go ahead.
Should I have to sit through the credits?
No, this isn't a Marvel movie.
It's not one of those.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not one of those. You can get up out of there soon.
Yeah.
Unless you want to know who the key
second
grip is.
Ron Howard's name jumps up, leave. All right, sum it all up. Let me just say this. I'm actually going to review the movie review.
Do it.
The production on this movie review was second to none. The movie review, I'm giving five. Persian rugs too.
So this now was a perfect movie review.
Yeah, it was a perfect movie review.
Other now, than the two hotline calls.
Other than
yeah,
that added to the whole thing.
It's Rudy. What's your Instagram?
@itsRudyOrtiz.
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 Now time to sum up the movie. Sum it all up. Let me just say it. This movie is deep and well done. Woody Harrelson is phenomenal. We didn't talk about him, but he's just phenomenal. Everyone at Lucasfilm, because I know you guys listen every day, and ILM, you over-delivered again.
Good job!
My favorite line in the film, and it applies to 100% of people, whether or not you're religious, is everyone worships something.
Ooh.
With that being said, I'm going to give it 4 Persian rugs. 4.25 Persian rugs.
Wait, I have a question.
Vinny's got a question.
So when you say that this movie is deep, in fact, that was the first adjective you used there, would you say on the scale of depth, let's say, what is that movie about the tree?
Oh, God.
The movie about the tree.
The tree of life?
The tree of life.
Yeah. Ah.
The tree of life is a 10 of depth.
Not. Tree of life is a 1 of depth. I didn't like Tree of Life one bit. Oh. Right, I didn't even get it.
Movie,
I think, Vinny, I think he was referring to the fact that you were actually getting in depth to the story, to the Star Wars.
Is that what he was referring to?
I think that's a maybe. Because
what are you referring to when you say this movie is deep?
A lot of people are like, oh, you know, this is just kind of a chase movie. But it's not just a chase movie. You know, Han Solo has a mentor, and there is a tremendously intense moment between his mentor and him in this film. The Emilia Clarke character, like, this movie isn't just a Han Solo movie. This is a really heartbreaking love story. Heartbreaking.
Some
like, I don't
want to
give away too much, but, like, there are some incredibly deep things. And when I see the critics go, oh, it's just, you know, it's a good side story. It doesn't really... I'm like, you're blind and deaf. You don't get it.
In the heart.
But the Lawrence Kasdan did a great job with the script. If anyone knows Lawrence, send him this review. And you, Lawrence, you can dismiss every other critic's review. This is the only one that counts. I'm giving it 4.5 Persians.
Ooh.
I just raised it another.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our thanks today to Rudy Ortiz, @itsRudyOrtiz. He just changed it, so if you're going to follow him. So you say we're still all following him, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so,
you if
can...
you were following him, you still are, and if you're not, we'd love it if you would do that.
Right. He actually posted, you were saying he put up like a third grade math test that he just...
It's clearly not his strongest skill.
Right.
And I thought it was hysterical because it's not, he didn't miss some or a lot of them. He missed every single, like
Big
the concept of math was missing him completely at that point in his life.
Yes. Well,
and it's like 15 + 3. Wrong.
Oh. Well, I forgot. It is third grade math. There's no X's, Y's, or Z's in there. N equals...
Right.
Not math.
No, this is just really very funny. So anyway, yes, thanks to Rudy.
He'll be joining us on the Secret Show as well. We're going to go and cut one of those. Find it around 11 a.m. at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get podcasts from.
I guess we didn't have any other appearances on today's
show.
Didn't,
but we have been giving away money. We're doing $12,000 a day, and that continues every hour, top of the hour. You'll get yourself a new code word for that hour. It takes you 2 seconds to enter it, and that's happening through 6 p.m., please won't you join us tomorrow. Our special guest will be my friend Village. One of my oldest friends,
Village.
Oh, Village is coming by, Vinny. So I don't know if he'll be talking much, but he will be here. You'll be able to see him on the Looking Glass. And then we're heading up
to... Well, I think if he's going to come in, you should interview him about having sex with you in his voice.
Can you never bring that up again? That'd be fantastic. He'll be on tomorrow and we won't be talking about that. It was like 55 years ago. God, Vinny, let it go. Why do I ever tell you? That's it. I'm done telling you things.
You don't think that'd be funny?
No, I don't think it'd be funny at all. Village, he'll be in tomorrow, and it won't be funny. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.